is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder.
The time has come, Wonderlings, to toss our caps in the air. Season 1 is in the bag. Onward to Season 2. But before we do that, let's just take a moment and bask in the greatness that was Season 1 of The Wonder Years. I'm your host, Angela Bowen, and it's time for The Wonder Years Season 1 wrap-up, where I'll be bringing you my favorite quotes from every episode of Season 1. Also my favorite song, best guest star of the season, most cringeworthy moment, who do I want to see more of in Season 2, who I want to see less of in Season 2, saddest scene of the season, funniest scene of Season 1. If I could trade places with one of the characters on the show for a day, who would it be and why? Let's start this episode with the award for Best Song, which I'm giving it to When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge, that played at the end of the pilot episode during Kevin and Winnie's first kiss. For the Best Guest Star Award, I'm giving it to John Corbett for his work in Season 1, Episode 4, Angel, where he played Kevin's older sister Karen's boyfriend Lewis, a two-timing hippie-slash-activist who rails against the war in Vietnam, calling Brian Cooper's death meaningless and raging against Jack for being brainwashed in the war in Korea, then proceeds to show the family his draft notice. Even though he was just in that one episode, he gave one hell of a performance at that dinner table. Here's who I'd like to see less of on The Wonder Years. Lisa Berlini is a character that I'm happy she only had a 2-episode arc and wouldn't be back for future seasons. She seemed stuck up to me, and she totally friend-zoned Kevin when she had already committed on paper to go to the dance with him, but drops him like a cold fish when Dreamboat Brad Gaines, played by Mark Paul Gosselaar, asks her to the dance that same day. Goodbye, Lisa. I won't be missing you. She does get a mention in the episode Coco and Sympathy, when she posts the Lisa Berlini poll, a who's hot and who's not list at RFK Junior High, of the RFK Junior High classmates. What do you all think? Are you happy she's gone? Who I'd like to see more of on The Wonder Years? Who I most want to see return for Season 2, Dreamy Kirk McRae. Granted, he was never meant to be a longtime staple of the show. What a sweetheart. Too bad they didn't develop his character more. To be the Kirk McRae in the Winnie and Kevin sandwich. Sorry to see you go, bud. The saddest scene of Season 1 for me, I think, goes to the pilot episode when Karen and Wayne come out of the house and Karen tells Jack, Norma, and Kevin that Brian Cooper was killed in Vietnam. The funniest scene for me of Season 1, I think I'll have to give it to Episode 2, Swingers, with Coach Cutlip teaching sex education in PE. Seeing him draw a square woman's body around a woman's reproductive system on the chalkboard is hilarious. What's even more hilarious is how disappointed the kids are when they see it. The most cringeworthy moment for me of Season 1 has to go to the Episode 4, Angel. It was a real toss-up between Kevin's fantasy of beating up Lewis, which bordered on hammy ridiculousness, or when Kevin's in the kitchen defending his mom to Lewis, when it's clearly it wasn't needed. His line of, "My mom likes serving us!" Literally, that line just grates on my nerves. If I could trade places with one of the characters on the show for a day, who would it be? I'd have to pick Winnie Cooper. She's such a sweet girl. All the boys love her, or they will come Season 2. She's got a great friend in Paul and the adoration of Kevin. Although she was delivered a tough blow in life with her brother's death and dealing with the ups and downs of her parents' marital strife, she still manages to hold herself together and be strong and independent in her views and beliefs. Now let's get on to the final category of this wrap-up, the best quotes of Season 1 from each episode. Season 1, Episode 1, The Pilot. Now all of these quotes are pretty much taken from adult Kevin, the narrator. It was the first kiss of both of us. We never really talked about it afterward, but I think about the events of that day again and again, and somehow I know that Winnie does too. Whenever some blowhard starts talking about the anonymity of the suburbs or the mindlessness of the TV generation, because we know that inside each of those identical boxes, with its Dodge parked out front and its white bread on the table and its TV set glowing blue in the falling dusk, there were people with stories. There were families bound together in the pain and the struggle of love. There were moments that made us cry with laughter, and there were moments like that one of sorrow and wonder. I love this quote because I feel like it's talking about holding on to your youth. When you're an adult and the world is muddled and ever-changing, you have responsibilities, a different life, and you're further removed from the person you once were, clinging to the familiar for just a glimpse of what was. That was basically my opinion. I'll give the quote and then I'll kind of say why I picked it. Season 1, Episode 2, Swingers, Adult Kevin. Maybe we both realized that growing up doesn't always have to be a straight line, but a series of advances and retreats. Excuse me. Maybe we just felt like swinging, but whatever it was, Winnie and I made an unspoken pact that day to stay kids for a little while longer. I like this quote because it shows Kevin and Winnie wanting to hold on to themselves before the pressures of adolescence sets in and changes them. Clinging to the simple, childlike things like swinging on the swings. I think it especially speaks of the differences between us, the 30-something-year-olds growing up in the 80s, worrying about nothing more than if that special someone liked us, or how we did on a test. Whether or not we'd have a ride to the mall on the weekend, or passing that driver's test, getting our first job. The youth of today, kids growing up way too fast in this high-tech world of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube videos, and parents worrying about their kids texting while driving, having sex too young, having to work harder to succeed educationally and in the workforce in an ever-demanding world. Now guys, I'm not judging anyone. I'm not judging the kids of today. I'm just giving examples, and it's not directed at anybody, so just, you know, take it at face value. Take it with a grain of salt. Take it however you like. All right. Season 1, Episode 3, My Father's Office, Adult Kevin. Narrator. That night, my father stood there, looking up at the sky, the way he always did. But suddenly I realized I wasn't afraid of him in quite the same way anymore. The funny thing is, I felt like I lost something. I picked this quote because I'm sure all of us as kids at some point has wondered who their parent really is when they step out the front door and go to work. When they take off their dad hat and they're just themselves, an everyday person going to their job. I know I wondered that about my dad. Who he was minus the dad hat. Because we all know they were someone else before they became our parents. Kevin only seeing his dad as a tyrant in their home gets an eye-opener when he sees his dad for who he really is, just a man with dreams among the demands of the workaday world. Season 1, Episode 4, Angel, Adult Kevin. Narrator. Who is right and who is wrong? Well, I'm supposed to be an adult now, and I still can't completely figure that one out. But at some point, late at night, near sleep, the ideas and the disagreements sort of dissolve, and you're just left with the people. And people were no different then as they've always been, and always will be. Young girls get their hearts broken. Men and women suffer alone over the choices they've made. And young boys, full of confusion, full of fear, full of love and courage, grow up stealthily in their sleep. I picked this quote because it speaks of Kevin's inner turmoil, what's right and what's wrong. What does he believe in when it comes to war? What does he believe when it comes to war? What side is he on? Now, let me just straight up tell you this. On this podcast, you are not going to hear me talk about anything political. Mostly because I really don't have any opinions on it. I know you probably think that's weird. Maybe I should have opinions, but in my house growing up, I was pretty much sheltered from all of that. I don't remember my parent, my dad. I don't remember my grandparents or at family functions, any real political issues being brought up. I mean, if they were, I clearly wasn't in the room when it was being talked about. So, everyone has their own opinion on things, and I want you to know that I understand that and respect that. So, that's all I'm going to say on that topic. So, I'm going to move on to Season 1, Episode 5, The Phone Call. Adult Kevin. Narrator. And suddenly, I got this funny feeling. Maybe I was blowing this whole thing out of proportion. I mean, Lisa wasn't going to laugh at me. And anyway, what if she did? Did it really matter? And that's when I knew that what I had to do. I just had to pick up the phone and call her. I liked this quote because it speaks to the average young person. When calling up a crush on the phone, you're putting yourself out there. You're more vulnerable because it's just you and the other person on the line. And there's more pressure to try to be yourself versus talking to the person in a crowded school hallway. Alright guys, here's the last quote. Season 1, Episode 6, Dance With Me, Adult Kevin, Narrator. And so Winnie and I had our one slow dance after all. But things wouldn't be the same between us. We were getting older, and whether we wanted it to or not, the Lisa Berlinis and the Kirk McCrays were changing us by the minute. All we could do was close our eyes and wish that the slow song would never end. I love this quote because it shows Kevin and Winnie, although they shared a kiss, they're moving apart from each other, having different experiences, and meeting new people. Boys and girls coming in and out of their lives, but in the one instance dancing together, they can hold on to what they have before adolescence and puberty sends them in different directions. All right, Wonderlings. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this wrap-up of Season 1, and I look forward to to bringing you all the good and fun times of Season 2 coming this Friday with Season 2, Episode 1, Heart of Darkness. So stay tuned. But before I go, I've got to give a shout-out to my new listeners, international and the U.S. We have El Paso, Texas, Muskegon, Michigan, Miami, Florida, Melbourne, Florida, Indonesia, Vietnam, Sweden, Buffalo, New York, Milton, Canada, Gillingham, United Kingdom, Vancouver, Washington, Mexico, Mexico, Alabama, Mexico, and Dallas, Texas. Thank you again to all my listeners. I enjoy doing this podcast and love giving you a now weekly review of the episodes. Though I just started this podcast, I'm so excited and happy for all that is coming. You know, thank you, honestly, for starting to come on this journey with me. I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great time. And, you know, I've said before, I am not doing every single episode of every single season. This is just me picking out the ones that I like best. So, say, once we get to seasons 5 and 6, it's going to be pretty dicey there. There's probably only a handful from each season that I'm of 5 and 6 that I'm picking. So, all right, with that being said, I will see you guys this Friday with Season 2, Episode 1. I hope you enjoy it and continue to enjoy. If you guys want to, why don't you jump on iTunes, subscribe if you haven't already, so that way you don't miss an episode. Rate and review. Give me 5 stars if you can. That'd be great. Also, if you guys want to interact with the podcast, I do have a Facebook page. It is Looking Back on My Wonder Years, a Wonder Years podcast on Facebook. We have Instagram also with the Wonder Years podcast. And we have Twitter with Wonder Years Pod, I believe it's called. So, yeah, many ways to enjoy, have fun. You guys want a shout out? I do weekly trivia and listener questions. So, you know, you guys can get your input there. Share your Wonder Years memories or, you know, moments from the show that resonate with you as a child. You know, things that you might have went through that could be funny or heartwarming, sad, you know, whatever it is. Don't be afraid to share. Now, if you guys don't want to share on the social media and you feel more comfortable send me an email, you can do that at LBOM WonderYearsPodcast@gmail.com. Sorry, I didn't have it in my notes. I will be putting it in my notes from now on so that way I can give you guys the direct stuff. But they are also listed on the SoundCloud page for the Wonder Years podcast as well. So they're links. They will direct you right to them. So, all right, guys. I'll see you Friday. Have a good rest of the work week because it is Monday. I know. Monday. Garfield hates Mondays. They are not good. All right. See you Friday. Bye-bye.